Mechaber to Ben Reishka Vav says, a Yaitzev Yemei Nisan V'roya Ilanais Shemaitzi and Perach Oimer Baruch Ata Hashem L'kinim Al-Khailam Shleichisa Abedlam Eiklum U'barabai B'riyais Toivais V'ilanais Toivais Tehanas Pem Bnei Adam. Mechaber says, somebody who goes out during the time of Nisan should make a specific bracha when he goes out and sees fruits beginning to, trees that bear fruit and they're beginning to flower. At this stage, it's appropriate for one to go ahead and make a bracha. And as he says, the bracha is Shleichisa Abedlam Eiklum HaKadosh Baruch Hu left nothing short of this world. He created everything there is to create for us, and he created for us Ilanis Taivais and Brias Taivais for the sole purpose, really, of the benefit of humanity. Now, firstly, just as far as the season for this bracha is concerned, Shabur points out that even though it says B'yamei Nisan, one goes out during the month of Nisan, doesn't actually refer to the legal definition of Chodesh Nisan. It means the Tekufa, the period of Nisan. And the Shabur points out that even if the end of Adar, if one would be in a warmer climate, certainly not here by us, but in a warmer climate, somebody goes down south, somebody heads to Eretz Yisrael, so things are already beginning to flower. And indeed, in many places in Eretz Yisrael, by the time you hit Pesach, it's ready towards the end of the season for this bracha. But certainly, we're not limited to the month of Nisan. And one can make the bracha as early as now. And on the other end of the, climate, scene, we have that our Chashulchan says that by him the minig was to make it much later, as far as they really made it up until days right before Shavuos. Again, the concept is really based on the tree, not on the season. But generally, the season's around Nisan time. Now, this bracha is the one makes a bracha saying how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in this world. So, what exactly is the context of this bracha? Generally, we have Birchas HaNenim, and we have Birchas HaShvach, and Birchas HaMitzvahs. This falls into the category of Birchas HaShvach. We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we praising him for? So, our Chashulchan points out that this bracha is made specifically on seeing a fruit tree. When the beginning of the tree just beginning to blossom, and one experiences a certain, joy, a simcha, and seeing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, we generally have a certain pleasure, a certain geschmack in seeing something when it's the beginning of its first coming into being. Watching a tree, watching things come into being, gives us a certain moment, to catch a glimpse of what's going on. We pause and we can think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on. But our Chashulchan points out it's only by fruit trees, it's not by vegetables. And why is that the case? So he says, generally, we thank Hashem for things He gave us to help us out with our needs. But on the other hand, the things that we look around the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went above and beyond providing us with the needs that we need to carry on our mission in life. Generally, a person has to do mitzvahs and avoid averus, and that's basically the whole goal in life. That being the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world with a very limited sense of what we need. He could have given us fruits that basically all taste the same. Color, variety in fruits and vegetables generally are something that really don't do much for us in the greater scheme of things. And they're really created only to give us pleasure. If all fruits in the world would be the same color, it really wouldn't make any difference from the perspective of nutritional value. Nonetheless, for our own enjoyment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make it more geschmack for us and to give us all the extra benefit that we should enjoy everything we see and experience. That being the case, our Chashulchan says, generally, when you look at vegetables, potatoes, carrots, onions, these are all basic types of nourishment. We use them as basic staples in our menu. When you look at fruits, as much as we enjoy them, they're not part of the basics, more or less. Now, of course, there are some vegetables and there are some fruits, but basically, fruits are much more of a concept. It's an add-on, it's a bonus on our menu. That being the case, we could take the moment when seeing the fruits to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu went above and beyond and gave us things that really were not necessary. And just to give us that enjoyment, we want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. So we go ahead and we make this bracha to reflect on that. And that being the case, there's a shayla in the Poskim if one should make a bracha on a tree which is Aser B'Hanah. For example, it could be a tree which is Arlo the first 3 years. There are other ways that during Shemitah, work was done on the tree. There are other scenarios where a tree may be Aser. Some Poskim, there's a shayla in the Poskim, one should make a bracha or not. But the concept that some Paiskim say why one could make a bracha, those who maintain that one could, is because generally it's not just a bracha on this tree alone. It's a perspective that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, a way to look at life, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us so many extra things in life that we can appreciate and go through life with.